inside my Fix It Up Life, and you're hanging out with me and Teresa.
Yes, hanging out, and we are so excited to be talking today about lawn. I actually went outside today.
I don't let Teresa out very much.
And I,
It's a Monday, Mark. You know, you got to let her out on Mondays, right?
Monday's the day.
You know, it's really hard to be locked up in the house all weekend doing all my housework, you know, being barefoot and having my little apron on and making sure all of his shoes are shined for Monday morning and pressing all of his underpants to make sure the creases are right.
Sure. Peyton does that for you, right? Chris Lampton, HGTV, DIY Network, going yard crashing.
That's what she's doing right now.
Oh,
she's a good wife.
Yeah.
She's a good wife.
Makes perfect sense.
It's how we roll. That's how we do it, because we want to make sure you guys are, you know, taken care of and well-loved.
Oh.
But I am such a lawn novice, when I see outside, to me, from my perspective, it's color and texture. And so when I see weeds in the grass, to me, that's beautiful because it provides visual texture and it gives it sort of different colors. So green grass, unless there's lawn stripes in it, it's just green for miles and miles and miles.
Chris,
so you guys,
when did your anxiety level go from here to here?
When she said, I like the look of weeds.
I like the look of panic attack. I do. I like the look of dead trees too, and which drives Mark crazy, because a dead tree, the way that it's so decomposing and the texture in all of the bark, it's gorgeous to me. And he thinks I'm crazy because he, loves the outdoors and loves lawn and obsessed about those things.
I also like it, Chris, alive. just.
Hey, you know.
I don't know if I'm out there or what it is, but.
Yes.
I like to lie in a freshly cut, perfectly green lawn in the sun. That to me is heaven.
That is awesome.
I can imagine. And you have a live tree on your shirt for your business too.
Yeah, see, that's not a dead tree. That's a live tree.
Can you imagine if your logo was just a tree stump?
I'm going to change my logo to a beautiful lawn with a whole bunch of weeds in it.
The texture, though. I mean, from an artist's perspective, the texture is beautiful, which is why I like lawn stripes, because and Mark does beautiful lawn stripes. Now, are you a lawn stripe guy, Chris?
It's really important to put stripes in the lawn to change up the way you cut it every week. It's actually good for the grass. So you try to make the lawn look like an outfield, you know, baseball outfield, you know. Some days you use crisscross patterns. Some days you do diagonal, some days you do vertical, horizontal. So it's always good to switch it up. And plus, you know what, it's fun. Sometimes we put circles in people's lawns, and they come out and they're like, that's pretty cool. I like the circles.
Oh, I've done that.
Do you do that for Ancient Aliens things too?
You crop circles.
I'm actually behind all the crop circles. That's the event for landscaping right there. Me and my brother, we go around and just gently pat down fields of corn.
Well, I think History Channel probably thanks you for doing that. Yeah, it helps them with their programming.
Chris Lamp, new show. It's a departure. Crop circles. How to. An illustrated guide.
Okay, so for people like me that don't know a lot about lawns, what are ways that people make huge mistakes? What are the big mistakes that you see people make that you come in and rescue them when you're doing yard crashers or when you're just in your business at home?
I think the biggest mistake they make, especially during the summer months, right now it's going to be in the 80s here today. I'm sure in Philly it's going to be 80s, 90s. Cut the lawn too short. That's the biggest mistake. You know, they're like, I want it to look like a putting green. Well, you know what? Your front lawn is not a putting green. It's not that type of grass. You need to have at least 2 or 3 inches. That's the biggest mistake I think people make, is cut it way too short. It's not good for the grass. Dries out too quickly. Not healthy.
Yeah, the root system struggles. They can't get water. Yes.
I have a question.
Yes.
So my question is that there's a different kind of grass that they use for putting greens than they do for our lawns? Yes?
Yes.
We don't have that in our lawn. That's probably expensive.
Well, it's just expensive to maintain because, you know, That's why you have to pay $100 for a round of golf at a lot of golf clubs, because you're paying for the fertilization, the watering, the cutting. I mean, they maintain that every day, and they're professionals, so they know the right amount of water. They know the right amount to fertilize. They know the right amount to cut, which are three big mistakes that homeowners make, you know, because they're not professionals, and they don't have a degree in turf management. So
do you see in your business, or just driving around your neighborhood, do you see fertilization nightmares? People who've just torched their lawn, they think it's going to blow up green and it's yellow in 1 second.
So one of my favorite stories is this fall, one of our customers decided to fertilize the lawn himself. So he takes the bag out and he's walking across the yard to the spreader. He doesn't realize that there's a hole in the bag. So the whole time he's walking across the lawn, it's pouring out. Dumps stuff in the spreader, sees that he's got a line going from his garage to the middle of his lawn. And it's like, you know, an inch or two thick. So he just moves it around with a rake. Oh, it's going to be fine. So the spring I get there, there's a brown patch going right through the middle of his yard where he dumped out all that fertilizer. I'm like, what did you do, man? Well, bag had a hole in it. I didn't think I could over-fertilize my lawn. And what people don't realize is that fertilizer, it's mostly time relief. So if you dump a whole bunch on there, it's going to all fully time release and then just kill your lawn over a period of time. So you can over-fertilize a lawn. It's been done. I see it happen all the time.
Well, the slipperier trick is that I've seen people do, and maybe have done this myself once or twice in the early years, is to just put it in the spreader and not know what spreader setting to put it on. So then you put way too much or way too little.
Yeah, you dump it in the spreader, and you're like, well, let's crank it up, because as soon as I'm done with all this, I'm done my chores for the day. So you put it on the highest setting and run around the yard. Honey, done. Fertilize the lawn.
Yes.
So that's if you want to do that, if you want to, like, make words in your lawn. Like, I love you. I love you, Peyton. You could put that in your lawn.
If you're trying to propose to somebody, then you can, use the fertilizer, write, will you marry me, in somebody's front lawn. You have a nice brown patch.
That's a good tip.
Yeah, perfect.
Now,
so what setting do you want to do it on, though?
Well, that thing is, every bag is different. So if you go to your local place and buy a bag of, Scott's Step 1 fertilizer, it'll say, put on setting 8 or 9, let's say, and on your spreader, you find the corresponding number, do one pass. It doesn't mean do 15 passes, and then put the rest away, and you're done.
So you want to read the directions, like everything else.
I'm not big into directions, but in this case, it's actually important because you're using chemicals. You're throwing a lot of nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium down, and if you don't do it right, then you can burn your lawn.
Okay. You really can. You can kill it dead too.
Oh yeah.
One of the five ways you can murder your lawn.
Over fertilizing, cutting it too short. What are other things how you can kill your lawn?
Over-fertilizing, cutting too short, over-watering. That's a big one, too. Some people think, I'm going to water 7 days a week for a half an hour every day, and that is going to kill your lawn. Or if you water for a long time. Walking to the beach yesterday, it was noon, somebody's watering their lawn. And all you're doing at that point is when that water evaporates off your blades of grass because it's hot out, it's going to literally burn the grass. So you're not helping the grass at that point. You're actually killing it. So that's another mistake people make.
Water at the right time, for sure. I also like to have a sharp blade on the mower, so you're not bashing the grass down. You're slicing it just like a saw cuts through wood.
And can you sharpen your mower blades, too?
You can. It's very DIYable if you have a stationary sander or a grinder.
That sounds like something
grinder.
Like really hot. Watch a guy or a girl, like, sharpening a mower blade.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that would be hot?
Yeah, I think there's actually a Google Plus, thing you can watch all day, somebody just sharpening blades.
I'm going to have to start that.
I have this vision now of, some really fit guy, he's all sweaty and a little bit dirty.
Shirts off.
Running it through. And
I mean, Mark, I think she's describing you and I right here. I mean, I was like, check, dirty, buff, check, DIY, check. Okay, we're close on this one.
I didn't want to say anything.
Thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Yeah.
Keep your design and DIY inspired while you're on the move with more of my Fix It Up Life tips and ideas on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. Follow Chris there and make sure to check out the next My Fix It Up Life Live.
Thank you, Chris.
Bye, guys. You're tired of the pain.